Welcome back to Starcast.
Welcome back to the only podcast of that podcast that ever did.
I hate you. Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks, the only Dallas Stars fan-led podcast.
Yubba dubba doo.
Along with Chris, I'm Ryan Chambers.
Howdy.
And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I haven't felt like this in a long time. I literally feel disheartened.
Since like, game three against the Flames, pretty much.
This one
feels
the different.
Exact same to me.
This one feels different to me. Why is it? Why does it feel the same to you?
I don't know. It feels like we're playing a team that dominated us, but we did have our chances to take the game and didn't. So that's what it seems like to me.
Well, we had our chances left and right in that first period, and then we just made a couple of stupid mistakes that we just don't normally make. And I mean, the Haskinen turnover, what the heck was he thinking? And then on the flip side of that, where the heck was his defensive partner? Where was Oleksiak? And then that second goal that really made me frustrated, because you know that Steven Stamkos is not 100%. And yet you let him walk right around you.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why nobody's on him. I don't know why nobody puts a body on him. I mean, the announcer said he was like shot out of a cannon, but I didn't think he was going that fast. But I mean, just poor defense all around on that play especially. But the Haskinen one, like, he loses an edge. What are you going to do? That's just more luck for the Lightning. If you're gonna say what team has had the puck luck so far in this series, 100% Tampa Bay Lightning in all three games. Their one goal in game one, super fluky. Two goals last game that were super fluky. Their first goal this game, when Stars have all the momentum going that way, and it's completely against the flow of play, that goal was. It was completely against it, and just fluky whatever goes in. So I don't know. I feel like the Stars luck has to turn around eventually, but I think the Stars need to, if it doesn't, the Stars need to manufacture themselves.
I'm just extremely frustrated with the resolve from tonight. This is the Stanley Cup Finals, and we've seen them push back. We've seen them push back, and they just didn't do that today. There was no pushback.
I feel like in the second period, we were getting beat, and then Dobby couldn't make a save. Dobby was not good this game. So that's one thing we can talk about. This was the worst game Dobby's played since the restart, pretty much, for me. But so I think that leads into it. We're playing bad. Our goaltender's having his worst night. And every chance they got in the second period went in. And that's what it was. I think we fought back hard in the third period. I like the way we played. We played for a long series, right? We bring some physicality in, score a goal. We had a lot of chances in that period. The shots were 13-1, I think. So I thought the Stars played as well as you can when you're down by four goals. And I don't think getting down by four goals was completely due to a lack of effort. I think it was due to Lightning pushing and our goaltending not being where it needs to be.
Well, that last goal at the end of the second really frustrated me, because I don't even know who it was. But there was literally, I think, three or four Dallas Stars players in front of the net and one Lightning player. And the one Lightning player had more resolve than the three Dallas Stars players. And it's like, maybe we're just getting tired. I mean, I understand we're getting tired. But for a lot of these guys, I don't see them getting closer than this in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And I don't even think it was tired, because if I think about who won the most periods, I think the Stars won the most periods. I think they won period one and won period three. The only reason Tampa was up in the first period was because of a fluky play and outstanding goaltending. Lightning maybe have one goal that period. Stars should have had three. And that's what it should have been in the first period, and then Stars didn't take advantage. In the third period, Stars outshoot them by a wide margin. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I haven't looked at the stats for that game, but I disagree with your effort analysis. It seemed like everybody was skating hard, hitting hard, in my opinion.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, and maybe I'm being too much doom and gloom right now, but it was just frustrating because when you look at the first period and the effort we saw, you're right. I was ticked off that we didn't have the lead going into the first, and we should have based off of the way we played. But you know what? That's hockey sometimes. That really is hockey sometimes. And just to give you the shots on goal, first period, Stars had the advantage, 16-8 in shots. In the second, 21-4 shots in favor of the Lightning. And then, you know, start in favor of the Stars, 4-3 in the third period. And even at that point, the Lightning weren't really trying. They were just, okay, let's end this game. Let's go take the 2-1 series lead. And I think what I'm more frustrated about was the lack of winning puck battles in that third period. I know you think that we won the third period, but I don't think so. I mean, and especially, and it was making me so mad, was we were gifted two power plays in that third period. And we did absolutely nothing with it.
Well, yeah, at that point,
there was no huge chances at all. Yeah. There was and then someone retweeted one of my tweets that I put on the page. I was just like, "Well, that was a worthless power play." And then he pointed out, was like, "We could have had two goals at that point. And it could be 5-4." Now I know it's very unlikely, considering you know what the score was and all that sort of stuff. But it was literally like us going in, Lightning taking it out. Us going in, the Lightning taking it out, and there was no setup, there was no.
Well, at that point, it's a 3-goal lead with 10 minutes left to play. Was it? At that point, the game's over, right?
I'm
saying that's the reason for the power play being as bad as it was. Like, there's no resolve to score now. Whenever the game is over. Everybody acknowledged at that point that hockey game was over, and that's why it got so physical and chippy at the end. Even if the Stars did try, the Lightning would have matched it, and it would have been the same thing. Stars maybe get one goal out of those two, but you can't say that the Stars could have gone perfect and they could have done this and that. Like it with 10 minutes left to go against at least the second best team in the NHL, probably the best team of the year after their early season debacles that they were having. I don't think it's fair to say that those power plays were just atrocious because our power play's atrocious or because it was a lack of effort. It's because the game was over.
I wanted to see something more, though. I mean, going into game four, some more resolve, something. And
you didn't see all the hits and the chippiness? Everyone was going at each other.
Yeah, that's great, but hitting doesn't win us the game.
Win the game at that point, is what I'm saying.
But no, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. We have been the comeback kings in this playoff series. We have had numerous chances where we've been behind. I mean, do I need to point back to game six in the Calgary series?
Yeah,
we were
down 3 goals with 40 minutes to play. When you're down 3 goals against a great team with 10 minutes left, it's
right,
not.
Right, and we were down three.
We were down three at that point. 10 minutes left in the game. When we were down 3 against Calgary, we had 40 minutes, more than half the game. With 10 minutes left, it takes an act of God, right? It takes Toronto-style meltdown from the Lightning, which wasn't
showing.
But
we've seen it. We haven't seen it.
Not in 10
yes,
minutes,
we
have not. Not in 10 minutes, we have not.
Okay,
no, we haven't.
I'm super frustrated because we've seen them do it, And there was no pushback, and there was, I mean,
we have not seen three goals in the last 10 minutes of the game, is all I'm saying.
But we have seen comebacks. There is still time on the clock. There is still time for us to take the series lead. And there was just in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. There was nothing going on in those power plays. Okay, that's my rant. I think that's the first time we disagreed on something, right?
Oh, we've disagreed, but...
Not really disagreed.
You're just really wrong.
Oh, that's how it is.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to lead you into it, because I have a feeling I know what your rant's going to be about. So, some of these penalties that were taken in today's game was just a bunch of crap. An absolute bunch of crap. And, you know, I really can't say anything against the refs not trying to even it up, because they did. I'm not going to go back to that rant, but they gifted us two power plays and evened it up 4-4. And they gave us the opportunity to make it a game in the third period, and we didn't. But what did you think about some of the penalties that were called in today's game?
Well, like I touched on it in the last podcast, right? How I thought that the first two games were called very tightly for what a playoff series should be. And I said, I hope that they switch that around and start calling it like a regular playoff series. Well, they probably listened to the podcast and spit directly into my face, because if we count the number of minor penalties, so this is minor penalties, not counting like game misconducts or anything like that, or fighting majors or anything, 17 minor penalties in this game. 17 minor penalties in a Stanley Cup playoff game. Are you kidding me?
You did say it got chippy towards the end, though. So
17 is ridiculous.
I'm just feeding the fire.
Is ridiculous. That would never happen ever in a regular Stanley Cup playoff game. So I went back and I looked at just last series. The number of minor penalties. This is excluding fighting and stuff like that. So. For the Stars Tampa series, our series right now, the game one, we had 7 minor penalties. All the same for Blues Bruins. Game two, we had 13 minor penalties. Blues Bruins also have 7. Game three, Stars have 17. Blues Bruins have 11 minor penalties. 11 is the highest it went the entire series. That's the height. We beat it twice. In a row. This series cannot be called like this, because if it's called like this, it's a direct advantage for Tampa, right? A fast style that relied heavily on their power play during the regular season.
You're gonna calm down a little bit. You're gonna get a heart attack.
No, it's ridiculous. Because it's a direct advantage. It's a direct advantage when the game is being called like this, and it's completely contracting the way every other Stanley Cup playoff series has ever been called. It's called looser because that's the way playoff hockey is. And this is not being held to that same standard. They've changed the status quo, and this change in the status quo is going into the favor of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And it needs to change. The officiating crew needs to look at this and see that's not right. Because it's going directly in favor of Tampa. If it keeps going like this, Tampa could win the series just off power plays. Now, all that being said, Radulov, quit taking stupid penalties. Both of those Radulov penalties were asinine. They were terrible. He should not have taken them.
The first one, I agree with you on.
The second one was a penalty, too.
He pulled him all the way back. I think the Lightning player was more holding on to it and armpitting the stick than anything.
Well, everybody always armpits it, right? But either way, he can't keep putting himself in that position. There was I saw two other penalties they could have called on him. 4 times he could have gotten called. Stop. Just stop. Like, there's nothing else you can say. Stop.
Okay, well, how does he do that, though? That's a good question.
Quit putting your stick where it doesn't belong. It's easy. Literally, Cogliano never gets penalties. He's had like 2 penalties this whole calendar year because he doesn't put his stick where it doesn't belong. And he's one of our hardest forecheckers. If he can do it, Radulov can surely forecheck half of what Cogliano's doing without putting his stick in the wrong place.
Okay, but Cogliano doesn't have a rep like Radulov does. Radulov has a rep. And then the other thing that you, when you flip it around on Radulov, is that if you tell him to chill out a little bit, then that lessens his effect in the series.
So telling him to chill out on defense does not lessen his effect. Radulov is a terrible defender, as it is.
but that's not what I'm talking about.
Keep his stick on the ice would not lessen his effect.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about his ability to change a game and take over a game. He's done it. He can do it. Sometimes he goes overboard and it gets himself in trouble. Now, right now, he's over that line.
And he's been over the line the whole series.
Yeah, but you have to if you're telling him to dial it back is what it feels like you're saying.
I'm telling him to put no. He should not dial it back. Of course not. He hasn't scored enough goals for it to be anywhere near enough to dial it back, but he needs to put his stick on the ice. That's all it is. It's not a dial it back. It's not a don't forecheck hard. It's keep your stick away from their arms and away from the face so that you don't take a 2-minute penalty. I mean, Corey Perry was getting tons of penalties. He stopped, and he's fine. He almost scored a goal tonight in the power play. He should have, which was just, it was disgusting, too. That's when we were still in the game. That's why it stuck in my mind. But anyway, he just needs to stop. The penalties need to stop. The officiating crew needs to realize that this is not the way a Stanley Cup playoff game should be officiated, and Radulov specifically needs to stop. Stop, Radulov. Please.
Rant ended. Okay, I want to talk about somebody else tonight other than Radulov. How in God's green earth is Tyler Seguin going to get a goal? I could not believe that he did not bury that. You know exactly what shot I'm talking about, don't you? I mean, it was a perfect rebound off the left pad.
The people listening do, too. Honestly, right now, I know everybody is saying this, but Seguin could very well be the difference in the series. You think of different people who have stepped up throughout the playoffs. Radulov has stepped up in big places during the Flames series and during the Avalanche series. Ben stepped up big time in the Vegas series. Pavelski stepped up big time early in the Flames series. The Gurianov Hintz guy stepped up big in Colorado. Who hasn't stepped up that's important on our team? Tyler Seguin has not done anything. He's been riding the Stanley Cup playoffs just on the coattails of those guys. And he might be injured, yes. But
this is it, man. This is one of your last shots.
This is it. Yeah. It could be one of his last chances. There is a chance to get back here again. I don't think it's as one and done as you think it is. But, you never know. It could be the Lightning's last chance. They're playing like it is. And I think we are too, but Seguin needs to find something else in him. Because if he gets going, he scores a goal every other game. If he scores a goal and ties it up in the first period, how much of a different game is this? If he scores a goal before the last two goals by the Lightning, how much different of a game is this? Somebody needs to take control. I think it should be Seguin because he's the one who hasn't stepped up in this playoff run. Other people have, but someone's got to do it, and it's looking like the Calgary series. So maybe it's Pavelski's turn. Game four again, we get a 12 second left goal to take us to overtime. But I don't know if it's gonna be Seguin to step up. I hope it is, but really, what it comes down to in the next game is someone's got to step up.
And we've been making these comparisons between the Calgary game 3 and this series, the game 3. I think the biggest difference is that in the game 3 against Calgary, we didn't expect them to go far. We maybe expected them to beat Calgary, but we didn't see them getting past Colorado. We assumed would be who we would play in the second round. And I think that's what a lot of people are I'm looking at it on Twitter. I think that's what a lot of people are frustrated with, is they've seen the resolve of this team and the way that game 3 happened in previous series, in the Vegas series and in the the Avalanche series, and they played way better in those. And today it just felt like, you know, okay, we're just going to bend over and just sit down and that's it. And I hated feeling like that, oh, we're just defeated. We're going into the second period. I understand it's 5-1. I know we're probably going to lose the game, but I just wanted to see more fight back, and I'm not going to go back on that rant again.
Yep. Let's stop before you get back in it.
I was going that way. I was heading that way. Okay.
All right. Some good news.
Okay.
We need to get some in here. So
okay.
Out of the last 8 Stanley Cup finals, the team that won game 3 lost the series 7 times. So the loser of game 3 has won the Stanley Cup the past 7 of 8 Stanley Cup finals. So the Stars were right where we need to be. Lost game 3, we are good. Odds are with us.
That makes me feel a little bit better. And all right, so here's my stat of the night.
Ryan Chambers, stat of the night.
Giveaways. Stars 21 and the Tampa Bay Lightning 14. There was just a lot of defensive mistakes in this game that we normally don't make. And I'm going back to that Miro Heiskanen turnover. And I know half of it was he just lost his balance, but where's his defensive partner at that point? And I understand they're trying to push and they're trying to get some pressure up ice, but you got to take care of your own end, too.
Yep. Okay, Chris's stat of the night. Save percentage. Anton Hudobin, 828 save percentage. One of his worst games. But Jake Oettinger continues the perfection and is still no goals allowed in the Stanley Cup playoffs. 1,000 save percentage.
We should have just started him in this game.
We should have started Oettinger.
Yeah, he would have saved all of those.
Okay, but...
Sorry, no offense to Oettinger, but...
But that leads us into what I think should be our final question of the night. Ben Bishop has been skating. We don't want to say his name. He's been a curse.
No, don't. Don't you dare ask it, because I'm going to start thinking about it.
Ben Bishop has been skating. There's reports that he wants to play. You have a back-to-back in the next... In the next 3 days,
no,
I'm not gonna say it as a question. That's
no,
just a
no, no, don't then, that you are totally asking that question.
That's just for everybody to think about.
Shut up.
I think the likelihood is 50%. 50% that Ben Bishop does something in the next game.
I don't envy that question if you. Because, I mean, for us, it doesn't matter. We could say whatever we want. But that question for Rick Bonus could be the definitive question in the series.
That could be the season question. And if he makes it right, we might win. If he makes it wrong, we might lose.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe that's the... Maybe Ben Bishop comes in and he's the hero of the series. I don't think he would get the Conn Smythe. But
you never know. And think about the goalies that have come in during the playoffs. Dimco comes in, plays outstanding. Oh, who's the other one? Tell me who the other one was. There's another goalie that did it. Well, Reimer wasn't supposed to be the starter, and Reimer was fantastic. So there's just been so many goalies that weren't supposed to be in these spots that have played great, Dobby included. But maybe Ben Bishop, who's definitely not supposed to be playing right now, maybe he's good, maybe he comes back. Maybe he plays game 4. Maybe he shuts him out. Maybe he plays game 5. Maybe he shuts him out. Maybe we just get 3 straight shutouts and call this a series and go home. But I don't know. That's just a question for y'all. Leave down in the comments the percent chance that Ben Bishop plays in game 4 after not playing since August 31st.
Well, I mentioned this too because I got some other questions for you for Twitter as well. And that was actually one of the questions. Kind of that. It's from my Ninja 1. MYNIJJA1. So
yeah, let's not touch that.
She asked, "Would you start Dobby next game?" What's your answer? What's your answer?
If it's Dobby or Ottinger, you definitely start Dobby.
Okay, no, that's not. We're not talking about Ottinger here. That's an obvious answer. Hudobin or Bishop?
If Bishop is 100% healthy, I start.
No, 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 100% nothing. Bishop or Dobby?
The coach would know that. The coach would know that. Okay, fine. I think Bishop is 100% healthy. I'm starting Ben Bishop.
Okay, I agree. All right, you heard it here first,
folks. You agree?
I agree.
What?
I agree. I know. I'm crazy. I want to see Ben Bishop game four. All right, and then this is from at Grant WI and a bunch of numbers. He says, seemed like most, if not all, goals against Dobby were blocker side. Do you think the Lightning are in Dobby's head? I don't think so.
I think Dobby had a bad game. I don't think there's any in his head. I think he played a bad game, and that sucks.
And I'll do this last one. The Lightning are not in Dobby's head. He just had a bad game, and he normally makes some of those saves. Yeah. So.
But having a bad game, you could get in your own head. So
true.
There could be a mental block, but the mental block is not from how great Tampa Bay is. It's just how bad Dobby played today. He did not play well, and he would be the first one to tell you that.
But based off of what we've seen from him in this playoffs, I don't think he's in his own head either. I think we're both in agreement on that. He's just had a bad game.
Yeah, when we did have losses, he bounced back. But yeah,
this is a kind of obvious question, but this is from James Go Stars Fielder. He's got a weird. It's not really weird. It's at COD3 Machine, and he's asked, "Who were those guys, and what did they do to our stars?" I think he's referencing the team that played tonight.
Yeah, those guys didn't do anything to the Stars. I think my overall grand opinion of what has happened in these first three games is Tampa Bay has had some great puck luck. The Stars have had great puck luck all through these playoffs, pretty much since the Calgary series. But the Lightning have had it soundly in these first three games. If they don't score that fluky goal on Heiskanen, like, the whole game could be flipped. Like, you just don't know. So I think the second goal in the first period was fluky too, and against the flow of play. So I'm going to call them two fluky goals to start off the game when we should be ahead in the first period. That's crazy. And last game, obviously there was those fluke goals, but
yeah. All right, and then the last one. The last one is from. Go ahead.
So to sum, those guys aren't better than the Stars. Is like what he was getting at. He's saying Tampa looks like the obviously better team. I would disagree with that. I think both these teams are very evenly matched, and I think Tampa's been lucky.
Well, and in different ways, too. The Stars are the more defensive team, and I wouldn't say Tampa Bay is more offensively based, because they have such a great... they are, but it's not like the Toronto Maple Leafs, for example. You know, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a great top six.
Yeah, they don't have
But they have no defense, and they have a above-average goaltender in Frederik Andersen, who's really good. But that's not what Tampa Bay has. Tampa Bay has a freaking good defensive core. And then, obviously, I don't think he was the best goaltender this year, but he has been very consistent, Andrei Vasilevskiy. Okay, anyway, this leads me back to our last question that we had on Twitter. What do you think the Stars need to do to come back after tonight's loss? And this is from AJ Oliveira. So what do you think they need to do?
I think specifically one guy's going to have to step up. That's what happened in the Flames series. You saw that with Pavelski when we were down 2-1. I think the Lightning have learned a lot from last season, and they learned from the series that they played in, and they're going to try and kill the Stars right now. If the Stars lose the next game, you can pretty much wrap up the series. You obviously can't fully wrap it up, because in the NHL, anything can happen, especially this year. But a 3-1 deficit is almost impossible to come back from. So I would expect the Lightning to come out with everything they have next game. I think if it goes to a game six, the Lightning play harder. Game four. I think I've been talking too much. I think in game four, I think the Lightning are going to play harder in game four than they will in game five even. So I think this is going to be the game they put their most emphasis on. So I think the Stars ultimately, they need someone to step up. Obviously, we said Tyler Seguin's name. I'm hoping it's him, but really it's got to be anybody. Jamie Benn's got to find it again. Radulov has got to make a big game. Pavelski's got to find some goals. Heck, Kivi Ranta can do it again. I don't care. But it's got to be some guy's got to step up, put the team on his back, and take him.
Yep, I agree. What do we need to do to come back after tonight's loss? Instant amnesia. That's what we need. And maybe we need some of that Hudobin, you know, grease. When he lets in a goal, he immediately forgets about it and continues to do better. Tonight was a little bit of an exception, but I think that's what we need. I really don't think we need to change anything. But in the way that we play, we just need to cut down on the stupid individual mistakes that we had.
Yep.
So there was the first goal that was an egregious turnover, and then bad positioning by whoever was out there with Heiskanen, which I'm guessing it was Oleksiak, just because Oleksiak plays with him so much. The second goal, you have to stay positionally sound. You can't hit somebody and let him scoot right by you. And I don't care if Steven Stamkos is, you know, 50%. He can still shoot the freaking puck.
Yeah.
And then on one of the other goals, it was just a bad line change. And it was by Klingberg. And you have to make sure the puck is all the way down in the offensive zone before you change as a defenseman. You have to make sure of that.
I think what you're getting at is the Stars didn't lose today because of the way we play hockey. We lost because we made mistakes. So the way the Stars play hockey is sound. It got us here. We're here for a reason. Stars hockey is good hockey, but we did not play Stars hockey.
No.
So if we can play Stars hockey, we'll be fine. That's how we win the game. We play Stars hockey, someone steps up and takes the game.
Fight back. Fight back. Finish it. Let's go.
Game four is going to be the biggest one. Game right after the next day. Big momentum swing in game four.
So it's either they finish us off in those 2 days, or, you know,
we could be done in 3 days, or we could be leading in 3 days. I think whoever wins the next game wins the game after as well.
That would be really interesting to see that, because I think you're right. I think whoever wins game four is going to lose game five. All right, guys, we're going to leave it at that. Thank you all for listening to Starcastic Remarks. Along with Chris, I'm Brian. You can follow us on Twitter at StarcasticR, and you can also follow our Facebook page, Starcastic Remarks. And then you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Starcastic Remarks, and you can get us wherever you find your podcasts. Stars lose tonight, rough night tonight. 5-2 is the final score, but this ain't over. This ain't over, baby. And we will catch you on the flip side. Good night.